We are talking with the cast of Amazon Prime and Bonds Media, Cheetah in August. Season 2 is about to start. Let's get the show started.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Conversations.
So rich.
Y'all can do a little jig. You're on. Hey. Hey. Hi, everybody. I am your host, Char Jocelle. You can find me everywhere at Char Says So. And today is a very, very special and important day for myself and the people in this room. We are here to promote Amazon Prime and Bond Media TV. It's Bond TV, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Bond TV's Cheetah in August Season 2. So to the left of me, I have the show creator.
Yes.
Anthony Vaughn.
Hi.
And then I have an actress. Her name is Darnisha Lavette.
Hello, hello.
And we'll get into like what roles they play. I'm just going down the list. Then I have Danielle. Danielle, what's your full name?
Danielle Banks.
Danielle Banks. We talked about, it's an inside joke because we talked about this. Someone tried to get Danielle to change her name, guys. What? We'll talk about it, though. Then I have Leilani Smith. Say hey, Leilani.
Annyeonghaseyo.
And last but not least, Jennifer with a PH.
That's right.
Lewis. Not to be confused with Jennifer with an F, Lewis. Hi, everybody. How are you?
How are you?
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So, I have to be honest. I just recently binge-watched. Like, I have been watching, you know, sporadically, but I knew that this interview was coming up. So, I wanted to binge-watch the season, the previous season, season one. And it was so layered. Like, I was even sharing with Danielle prior to everybody getting here that I had gotten confused on a few parts because August is so messy.
Yes.
Why is he so messy? He's all over the place.
Right, yeah.
So why is he messy? Why did you choose to make something that was just so, like, it's messy in a realistic way. It's so sloppy and mildly relatable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a primary reason because we wanted to do something that was really close-knit to, like, that everyone could relate to. Because when you look at TV and you look at a black gay male, it's on a way other spectrum. They either look like a girl wearing heels or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to take something that, like, okay, this is a real person. And he just so happened just to be going, this is his life. He's going through all of this messy stuff. And we just captured it on camera.
To be fair, I don't think that you're saying that gender non-conforming people aren't real people.
Right. No, that's not
okay.
What I'm saying.
Okay. I just wanted to, you know, clean that up. Because I was like, where are you going with this?
Yes.
Men in heels and all different types of stuff, they are real people with real feelings,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
But you wanted to take a more classic approach with throwing in maybe like a modern storyline.
Exactly.
Because it gets good and sloppy. So I want to jump straight to Darnisha. Darnisha, you are playing Donna, right?
I'm Monica.
No, you're Monica, but you're Donna's sister.
I am.
Okay, so Donna is married to Thatcher, who is the secretary. I mean, the
therapist.
You guys got to watch. It's a good show. And so you're being introduced, season 2. So if you are Donna's older sister, that also means that you are Chanel Houston's older sister, too.
Mm-hmm.
Without spoiling too much, what do you bring to this season?
Oh, my God. Well, I think Monica, what she comes to bring is a little bit of unity between her family.
Okay.
It doesn't really go as planned, but she brings a little bit of drama of her own. She comes from a messy family,
of course
she's a little...
Anything linked to Chanel Houston is going to be messy.
You know.
Goodness.
You know. So, yeah, but she brings a little bit more stability than those two.
Okay.
So you'll see a little bit of that, and even my own drama as well. I'm not squeaky clean, so you'll definitely see mess from Monica as well.
I thought that was so cool how intersectional season one was as far as, okay, so there's a therapist. There's August's therapist, who's also known as Cheetah, and I liked all the little metaphors as to why his name was Cheetah that people brought in. You know, some were nasty, some were tasteful. But it's because he was a track star, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the coach named him Cheetah. So I thought it was interesting how you had the therapist and Cheetah doing what they were doing, but then Monica's younger sister, Donna, is married to the therapist, and their brother is Chanel Houston, and Chanel Houston and Cheetah used to So it's just, it's interconnected.
Yeah.
It is so messy.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, the purpose of it is to show that this one individual is like at the top of the pyramid and how all of it really trickles down to like, like literally everyone that's a part of the show is intertwined with each other from this one character.
My one critique is that I think that Cheetah is a bit selfish. Mm. I don't think that he is capable of looking at things from an objective standpoint. From what I saw, season one, it's kind of like wham, 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 all about me. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of grinds my gears about him.
Right.
And same with Thatcher. Thatcher is problematic as well.
Yeah.
Double-dutching. So, well, that's what I call it, the double-dutch. You know, and you do a fantastic job, by the way. You are hilarious.
Thank you.
Jennifer plays, what's your character's name?
My name is Cora in the show.
Cora, and you are Thatcher's secretary.
Yes, and I know everything.
Yes, you are super messy on the show.
Yes. I love it. Yes.
Everything from the greasy burger to the, well, the ghetto burger, as they call it, to everything.
Yeah.
You're even calling this boy Cheetah. You don't even refer to him as August.
Yeah, I call him Cheetah.
He has three names. Okay, I've heard Mahogany. I've heard Cheetah. I've heard August. It's just insane. So, did Donna know, because I got confused, and I don't know, I was telling Danielle, I don't know if it's because I was eating my Pepperidge Farm goldfish while watching this, and I get distracted when I eat Pepperidge Farm goldfish. And I was confused as to whether or not Donna knew that Thatcher and August had done the do or were involved.
Oh no, she didn't. Because
she didn't.
I told her.
Ooh.
Yeah, I found the diary.
That's why I don't understand why Thatcher was so upset when Donna went and did this one over here.
Well,
see, and it's, okay, so the backstory with that.
Because he's in the show too, guys, as a homewrecker.
Well, so Donna and Thatcher and Jarvis have a backstory because they went to college together.
Okay.
So that's how they met. And they went on, when Donna and Donna and Thatcher, Lord, got married in the beginning, they were going through this tiff because Thatcher is not able to have, Donna are not able to conceive a child. So, in spite of that, they went through a little messy situation, and they were on a trip together, and Donna and Jarvis had a fling, and Thatcher has been holding it over Donna's head, and that's where we see in season one.
So, Donna was the first one to mess up.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
See, I didn't catch that. I want to jump ahead to Miss Banks over here, who plays... Cheetah's newest co-worker. Or no, he's the new co-worker.
He's the new co-worker.
And Leilani plays you all's boss.
I do.
So what do you all, without giving too much away, what do you all bring to season two? Because what I was telling Danielle, before you answer, what I was telling Danielle is I did not really know how to approach this conversation because season one was so laced in the men. So when I find that I have ladies coming in the studio, I'm like, and I haven't seen season two, I'm like, what are we going to unpack about this? But what do you all bring?
Well, I'm kind of a lighthearted character that brings comedy as well as Cora.
Oh.
I still have some wisdom because I've been at the office longer than August has.
Okay.
So he can learn some things from me, and I can save him a couple times.
Because he needs some saving.
Good co-worker. Oh, yeah.
He always needs saving. Right? Right?
His messiness is across the board.
Right.
Wow. So... Yeah,
right.
And he brings that into work because he doesn't know when to leave the mess in the streets and turn the professional switch on.
Literally brings it into the work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just to throw a little teaser.
Right. Out there. That's a little extra that you got right there. A little bonus.
Leilani, what do you bring?
I find that Karen is a very well-grounded, strong female character.
Okay.
She has things going on underneath that won't be revealed until the very, very end. As far as her connection with everyone and everything in certain ways. But she is there basically to run her business, and she feels threatened when people come in to try to take any piece of her business away from her.
And she sounds like a Capricorn.
I am a Capricorn too. Ah, see?
So am I.
No way.
Yeah, all January.
Are you December?
December 27th.
January 2nd.
January 17th.
January 4th.
Oh, no.
The description sounded, that's Tina Knowles' birthday too, January 4th. The description sounded very Capricorn-ish to me, so I felt relatable.
Which is great because it's really, I don't look like this character. I'm totally the opposite end of the spectrum. I came in for a different role.
Yes.
And they just happened to ask me for it, and I was able to dive deep in my Capricorn-ish ways.
Ooh, and just a little tidbit, because she came in and auditioned for Monica.
I did.
I auditioned for Karen.
No way!
I did.
You know what's funny? quick little TV fact. During the Golden Girls auditions, Betty White auditioned for Blanche, and Rue McCallahan auditioned for, what was Betty White's character?
Rose.
Yes.
And they ended up, so could you imagine if Betty White was Blanche,
right,
and Rue McCallahan was Rose?
Wow. Oh my God.
But I can't see anyone being Blanche.
Yeah.
Devereaux than Rue McCallahan.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's interesting that you all kind of flip-flopped.
That's
so
hilarious, right? I love it.
So Cheetah in August really tackles everything from sexuality to self-hate to psychology, religion, love, and a myriad of other things. Cheetah, when he goes to these flashbacks and he's with these guys and doing all these things, I really wanted to kind of unpack as to how his healing powers, because Cheetah can heal people through the
sex,
through sexual acts.
Yes.
So how does that storyline, are you still going to stick with that theme, or are you kind of departing away from that for season two?
Well, season two addresses that.
Okay.
And in a way, it knocks it off of the pedestal.
Because I'm like, I'm watching, and I'm like, is this a psychological thing, or does he really have, you know, the magic?
Well, to some, he does, but I mean, but that's one of the, that was one of the critiques that we got from a lot of reviews from the first season, is that, like, how are you going to continue this theme of, like, he can heal people through sex?
Right.
How are you going to...
It sounds a little comic bookish.
Yes,
instead of real life, you know, it sounds like a fantasy read.
Yeah, so, and when we were in the room with the writers, we had four writers, including myself, that wrote for the second season. That was the biggest issue that everyone
had. The biggest hurdle.
Yeah, that was the biggest hurdle that we was trying to get over. How can we continue this, or should we continue this, and how would we do
it? Or should we trickle it out?
Exactly.
Throughout the,
So I think once you watch the second season, you'll see that I think we did it in the tasteful way.
Well, to me, it almost seems like the second season is the repercussions of that healing.
Yeah.
And what happens to those people that were healed and no longer have access to Cheetah. So...
Yeah, because they get selfish, too. Mm-hmm. They get a little bit of healing, and then they want some more.
Yeah.
It's not just a healing and a leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's abusive. It can be abusive, that cycle of, you know, tap dancing with so many different men.
Right.
Now, as far as Chanel Houston and Thatcher's beef, are we going to explore, like, they seem so nice nasty to me. Very Sheree versus Marlo, that one season of The Housewives. You know, when they were in South Africa doing that thing.
Yeah.
So I get that very nice, nasty relationship from them. Are they going to, are we going to explore that? Do they patch things up?
Chanel and Thatcher.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
And that's an interesting name that you gave a male character.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Yeah, it's
Chanel.
Yeah, it's so interesting when she watched the second season how Thatcher and Chanel, like, I don't even want to really give it away, but like literally, like, you're gonna be on your toes as far as like what is about to happen between these two.
Please don't tell me they get it in. Okay, we won't
say the word.
We won't say anything. So I have to ask you all, as the women that are part of this cast, what roles, if any, or what responsibilities, if any, do you feel that you kind of carry with the LGBT community with being in an LGBT show? Well, I'll just say an LB show. Because it doesn't really address a trans aspect.
There is.
Ah. Okay, so let me shut up. Clearly I'm giving things away. But what do you think your responsibility as women is in this type of space and in acting in this type of show? If you feel any type of...
I feel like it's a responsibility to show that everyone is relatable. And like, it could be... anyone, your family, your neighbors, your friends.
Everything's just threaded,
like,
together.
Yeah, it's like this needs to be something that is a part of everyday life and not categorized anymore. It just needs to be what is. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think the show is doing by bringing in all of the aspects, even like with the transgender aspect, bringing it all into play, and then it can become more normalized as it should be,
right,
as a lifestyle.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely touching and showing humanity, and I think females bring that kind of element to it, because as women, you know, we are the nurturers. We are, but we also have to show power and strength as well, and that's why the characters are so layered and different in so many ways. So being able to do this was a wonderful opportunity to show that whatever my lifestyle is, that is my lifestyle. You need me to handle business, I'll handle business. And that's from every aspect of each person, regardless of whether it's messy and real, because that's life. And you know, some people want to take a look and go, well, the LGBTQ community, you know, they just seem so messy and crazy. That's we're human. Yeah. Everyone's human. And so that's what I like to say as far as allowing the women to come in and the season to show the humanity of the project.
Because everything does kind of overlap. It's intersectional. We all have aspects of ourselves that are stronger and weaker than others. Did you two care to
Well, I was just going to say, always from when I've been in season one, it's about family. And for me, it's always protecting my family, regardless of who you are. If you come into my family, I'm gonna get you.
Right.
And since Thatcher was my family, that meant that, you know, August was accepted, but Chanel, he was a threat. So it didn't matter who you were. It just about the family. And I think that that goes through everything. I think second season is way more about family and protecting the family.
Sounds kind of empire-ish.
Just to finish up this part of the conversation, but I like to also think that we women are bringing a type of unity. Like, we're kind of like the connections in between this person and that person, and it just kind of shows, just like Danielle was saying, like, you know, we're all one type of, I mean, we're all the same.
Right,
we all
go through
things, and I think that we're just linking that gap. If you are watching the news nowadays, there's so much going on. There's so much hate. There's so much grief, and I think this show kind of bridges us together. Even though it's messy, like, we're still all in it together. Nobody's running away. Nobody's leaving. We're working together, and I think that shows unity.
Yeah.
It does.
And I was going to say, just addressing the trans part, Iris Wanser, that's on Oxygen Strut. She plays the trans character in our show.
All right. Yeah, because something kind of threw me off with the first season, because the August's, well, Mahogany's boss at the bar. Now, was she trans because her name was Paul? I got a little confused or something like that. She had like a masculine name.
Chuck.
What was going on with Chuck?
Well, I mean, Chuck...
And Chuck was referred to with male pronouns. So I was thrown... Because, you know, you can't police how people choose to identify. Chuck, May, you know. But I was confused because I was like, okay, is Chuck trans? Is Chuck... Like, how does Chuck identify?
Chuck is like a RuPaul. It's like...
A drag queen.
Yeah, like...
That's what RuPaul is.
Right, and that's what Chuck for season one, it was like that. Was like a RuPaul for the show. And I don't know, my husband Brentley was also in it. You probably didn't recognize him in the bar scene.
I did, singing, L is for the way. Yes. I was like, look at Brentley. And Giggs.
No, but yeah, it was very interesting. And then I'm really, really, really excited to really showcase this season for everyone and introducing the trans character and Autumn as the lesbian character.
Ooh.
So it's very, because I was nervous as far as going into this season, because all the critiques I got from the first season as what we were lacking, and I really went in this season trying to make sure that we at least address
covered some of the bases.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I get it. I get it, because you don't want to exclude anybody, but at the same time, you don't want your storytelling to be policed.
Right. Because
if this is my story to tell, this is my story to tell. I like everything to be intersectional and fun, too, but if this is my story to tell as the show creator, then That's what I'm doing. But it's good that you listened to the people.
Right.
And took things into consideration for entering this next season. Now, speaking of family and mess, August parents. I mean, can we talk? They are so problematic. I mean, to each his own. But they are extremely problematic.
Yes.
And August's mother, I don't know what, I think it was episode like 5, all the crying. I was like, okay, I got to turn this down.
Yeah.
Like, it just was excessive. Shout out to that beautiful actress. But I'm just saying, like, it seemed so exhausting and so draining to be in a situation where August, like how he, because this follows his late teens to his early adulthood, the show.
And it was so interesting when we shot that scene in the real church. And it was so crazy because the actress and those two, she literally, after that scene, she had like a real breakdown where I had to like hug her and pull her back in because I was like, ma'am, let it go. Like, just let it go. And just, you know, cause she literally went there. She said, I don't know. Cause she has a kid too. She said, I don't know what I would do if this was my kid. Mm-hmm. And she took that and in that moment and was like, and she did a good job. A lot of people didn't like that scene. A lot of people didn't like it.
Well, what was the feedback?
Well, like as you said, it was excessive. It was too much.
But I wasn't complaining about that.
No. But
that's part of the story,
right?
That shapes August to the ticky ticky boom boom messed up type of person he is.
Exactly.
His parents are batshit crazy.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, and that's the perspective that I really took it for when I was directing that scene, because I wanted to be real. Like, this is stuff, like, you know, some parents do act like that.
Yes.
Like, especially in the church scene.
Yeah.
They do act like that.
I feel like people
that.
Are getting a smidge more progressive,
yes.
but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really.
So that was just
But people's
moment.
Thoughts and ideas are being challenged a lot more now thanks to pop culture and social media and even regular TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they watch 2020, something's going to be challenged. You can't. And I think that that's important that you explore other ideas because you don't know everything.
Yeah. Even having the Pope, you know, say these type of things, like it's a warming experience. It doesn't mean it's happening. It's like one step forward, three steps back. But
we just got to watch that, though, especially what I've noticed, not to go on a tangent about religion, but it's just an observation, how a lot of the times homosexuality is placed on some type of pedestal.
Yes.
And I've seen conversations explored on my Twitter where people have discussed why within, and it's not even a black thing, why within the family do you can have, you know, Uncle Pete, who we know Uncle Pete likes to inappropriately touch people.
Right.
And you can have Cousin John, who's gay, and the families ain't got no problem with Uncle Pete.
Right.
But they totally ostracize Cousin John.
Right.
And it's just, you can't put a weight on it.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that you would say that, because that just, like, hit something for me when I was growing up, because before my husband, now I was only dating women. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So in my upbringing, I had an uncle who was a crossdresser.
Oh. Okay.
But see, and at the time, I didn't know the difference between a drag queen, crossdresser, and trans.
Yeah.
So I
a lot of people still don't.
Right. So I just took it as him being him. But then once he was murdered, they found him dead in Florida. It hit me to the point that, like, this has to stop.
Yeah.
These family, especially, and I'm not trying to make it a race thing, but especially in black families, we have to be able to address these situations.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a boy or a young boy and you just questioning his sexuality, like, you have to address it at a younger age before it gets to a point where it's like, it's beyond saving.
Right.
You know, and
it goes into the psychology aspect of the show as well, because aside from sexuality, a lot of families have issues unpacking mental health.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can take everything to the altar.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are therapists and psychologists here for a reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Lord,
and it can become this toxic cycle. So I'm glad that you, that his parents, because I feel like it wouldn't have been as good if his parents would have been on board.
Yeah.
Like, I needed that contrast to better understand August. Or mahogany or whatever you mean. She died. Okay, so right now we are going to take a look at a teaser. I have not seen this. Have you all seen this?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, right now, BHL fam, we're going to take a look at the teaser for the upcoming season 2 of Cheetah in August. Let's take a look.
Can you excuse us for a second? Thank you. Chanel, you are really something.
I take it as a compliment.
And just where am I supposed to get that type of evaluation?
You let me handle it. I have enough money to get things done. I just need you to make it happen. Don't worry, I'll make sure you get a nice cut.
I don't want your money.
I won't offer it again.
Listen, when this is over, you will leave me alone. Understand? You and I will go back to being strangers, and you will return to being a speck of Once Upon a Time.
Come on. Don't you miss your big bro?
Break's over. Let's get back to this. So, what do we have? Anybody? Somebody say something, damn it!
What about men?
Men?
On the down low.
Men on the down? What the hell is a down low?
It's when they're gay, but not in public. When they hide the truth. Yeah, it's controversial, it's fresh, and it causes a little drama.
August.
I like it. I like it a lot.
You like it a lot?
I do.
Really? That's great. Then, Eli, you, Autumn, post on the casting sites and, you know, just go out to the field. August, I'm going to go ahead and get you... Yes, Donna?
I said no. I don't want August on this one.
But it was my idea.
Do you have experience with men on the down low?
Okay, so I'll see you Thursday. Make sure you check out with Vivian on the way out, okay?
Okay. Before I go, I have another problem.
Are you feeling pain anywhere else?
Here.
Oh, okay. I don't understand what's going on with your heart.
What do you see when you look at me?
I see a beautiful person, inside and out.
And you mean that?
I do.
Ow! Oh my. Oh my.
So good. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. Season 2 looks intense. Mm-hmm. Intense, literally. You all did such a great job. We didn't see you in the... But we saw... You got to watch season 1 to see Jennifer. But you all did really good. Now, I'm not going to ask why Chanel is in jail. Because I saw an orange jumpsuit. So I don't know why he's running around with Tasty and Piper. But we see that he is in jail for whatever reason. I saw you at the MacBook. And you... Yeah, you're very. I'm looking forward to what's your character's name for
Karen?
For what Karen brings?
Yes.
Oh, Karen seems like a.
Well, I didn't, and I didn't want to put so much. It's so much in this show for the second season. I didn't want if I'd have put anything, especially with. More with them two, it would have gave
give
a lot
it away,
away.
Yeah.
With which two?
These two.
Jennifer and Leilani.
Yeah.
Or no, Donna.
Danielle.
I'm sorry. I did. Yeah. Danielle Banks and Jennifer Lewis.
Yes. If I'd have put anything with dealing with them, it would have gave it away.
Oh.
So that's why I was just like, okay,
it's a scandal, darling.
Yeah. It's a lot going on season 2.
Wow. So is there anything, without giving it away, and we just saw the fantastic teaser that you put, was that the super trailer or is that just...
No, that was just a teaser just for this.
Thank you. Aww. I'm flattered. Yeah. So that was a BHL exclusive, actually.
That's right.
That was a damn teaser. Yeah. That was a Conversations with Char exclusive.
Black Hollywood Live exclusive.
Okay. Whoop, whoop. That scared the shit. Right? Is there anything, without giving it away, that you can tell us, aside from what these ladies have discussed with me and what we saw from the clip, what is, as a matter of fact, we're going to go around the room. What is one word that you would use to describe the upcoming season 2 of Cheetah in August, starting with the show creator, Anthony Bourne?
Intense.
Darnisha?
I'd say dramatic.
Scandalous.
Ooh. I'm going to say heartbreaking.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I know. I'm around so fast. I'm exciting.
It is exciting. So there seems like there is a lot to unpack, and we're going to explore a lot of different relationships that August has too, right?
Yes. There's a really big surprise at the end of the second season with August that a lot of people wouldn't expect.
It's going to be mind-blowing.
You know what? I have to say that I am just wowed by how unprofessional your character was in that scene right there. I had no idea you were a doctor. Right. Are you an eye doctor or like a PCP, like primary care?
It's like a physician. I'm like a physician.
This trans character scene, what's her name?
Crystal.
That's the character's name.
The character's name, well, in the beginning, we refer to her as Chris.
And then she becomes Crystal. Okay. Mm. Crystal, you seem like some trouble, sis. She is.
Yeah, she's causing like, some ripples.
She seems like some trouble. Well, I mean, I don't really have too many more final thoughts. I want to thank you all for joining me. We're going to go around and say where everybody can find everybody. Did anyone have anything to add, though, by the way? We got roughly like 6 minutes left.
Yeah,
nothing.
No.
Okay. So we're going to start with you. Where can we find you, Anthony Bond?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Anthony Bond, Twitter at Anthony Bond, and Facebook at Anthony Bond.
So send all your questions there. What about you, Darnisha?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Darnisha Levitt, and you can find me on Twitter at I Am Darnisha.
Jennifer?
Hi, I'm on Twitter as Ferlicious. It's the only thing available. And Instagram, I think it's Jennifer Lewis.
Okay. And that's Jennifer PH.
Oh, that's right, the PH.
Because not the black, not blackish, right. Jennifer Lewis. Right. What about you, Leilani?
You can find me on Facebook at Leilani Marie Smith and then on Twitter at Leilani M. Smith.
And?
You can find me on Facebook as Danielle Banks and on Instagram and Twitter as _D_Banks_.
And of course, as your host, you can find me at Char Says So everywhere. Before we go, I also need to mention that Cheetah in August Season 2 premieres on October 25th at BondTV.com. You can subscribe there for just $5 a month. It's a month, right? Mm-hmm. $5 a month, and then it premieres on Amazon Prime November 1st. Thank you for joining me. Till next time, guys.
Thanks. Yay!
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.